We wake up every single day with the reality that our lives have been interrupted by autoimmune diseases, but there is no stopping us. We are here as two friends, two mothers, hundreds of miles apart, wanting to share our stories with you. We will talk about our wins, our struggles, and everyday life. Please join us as we take this journey.
Hi, this is Tiffany.
Good morning, Tiffany, or I don't know when people are listening to this, so good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Whatever part of the day it is.
Or what part of the world. Welcome back.
Yeah, where have we been? Hopefully our listeners are going to tune in and come back on the journey with us here.
I don't know, we were talking about podcasting again. We both were wanting to do it. We just had some hiccups along the way in between. I don't know. I can't even remember when our last podcast was. A year and a half ago, maybe?
Yeah, I think if I'm thinking right, probably January of 22. That's before all the crap hit the fan.
What a ride it's been, though, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, I know what happened with me. We can share a little bit. But in February, I tore the ligament in my knee. So I had that surgery, and then for the first time in my life, ended up with kidney stones and had to have multiple kidney surgeries and stents. And have you ever had kidney stones?
Never. I'm gonna knock on wood right now or whatever.
Yeah, same. I had heard that they're painful, but I was like doubled over, like wincing, whining, rocking in the fetal position. It was horrible.
Wow.
It just came out of nowhere and just hit me in the middle of the night one night. It was, severe pain. Chuck was like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what this is. I just kept thinking, like, if it's kidney pain, it just was a lot higher than I thought it would be in my back if it was my kidney. So I'm like, what is this? Is it my gallbladder? You know, I just medically trying to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
But it was horrible.
Wow.
So into the ER.
Yeah,
no,
I've never had anything like that.
Yeah, so they direct admitted me to the hospital from the ER, and I stayed for like 4 days at the hospital. It was a wild thing. And then took a few months to recover from the knee and the kidney, and then I had a knee replacement later then in the early fall, and then crap hit the fan.
Maybe we'll start to wrap you in bubble wrap here.
I know. Well, I needed a knee replacement for several years. And the doctor said, just you'll know when to draw the line in the sand, basically. And I knew. And the knee replacement was fine. But I had, I got MRSA pneumonia right after.
That, to me, the scariest. I actually really didn't think you were going to make it out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember how sick you were.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not good.
No, that was bad. I had made a couple trips to the hospital because I thought it was just an asthma flare-up. And then they saw pneumonia on the x-rays, but sent me home, went back, sent me home. Then I ended up driving to a larger hospital. By that point, like my oxygen was like 76. My lips were blue. I was just in a severe asthmatic crisis secondary to the pneumonia, and my lungs collapsed. And I would say it was about this time last year until maybe March of this year, I was pretty sick with it. I was on steroids and antibiotics from like October to March, collapsed lungs still. I still have permanent damage. I will have permanent damage on my left side. Yeah, it was quite the journey. My knee was fine.
You had permanent damage from what?
From the collapsed lung. I have scar tissue.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I followed up lots with immunology, pulmonology, you know, all that stuff. And then I guess the asthma flare, the collapsed lungs sent me into a different type of inflammatory process, which is no surprise. I mean, we know how this stuff works, but I had severe left costochondritis pain, and we thought it was from the collapsed lung, but it wasn't going away. So that sent me to rheumatology, who did some blood work and found out I have a gene, an HLA-B27 gene, which is ankylosing spondylitis, which is a new autoimmune disease that I've been diagnosed with. So it kind of goes right with our topic of autoimmune mamas, but it's something new for me. yeah, so that's part of that journey. And then I just had a knee replacement on the left side. So that's my last year and a half in a nutshell, I guess.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. And you,
that is a lot.
I feel like the time I was having the kidney stones, or maybe right before, you were in the hospital too.
I was in the hospital for high blood pressure. I blame it all on the pretzels.
The salty pretzels?
No, it was so weird. I was at work and we had been gifted these pretzels that have all this coating on it, like Dijon mustard and barbecue and whatever, okay? That kind of stuff that have like the coating. So I had lunch and then I had a bowl of pretzels. And all of a sudden, I just felt weird, just really off. I'm like, I'm going to go get my blood pressure taken. So I went upstairs, got my blood pressure taken. I'm like, I was like 200 and something over 100 and something.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, let's go to the hospital. So I went to the hospital and I think I was there like 2 or 3 days. Okay, it was a blur almost. Like when I think about it now, it was almost, that's how fast it happened. And then they, you know, was given medicine to get my blood pressure down. It finally came down. Now it's regulated and I stay away from pretzels. No pretzels for me.
Oh my gosh.
I'm on a good track right now. I feel good, although I've had some fatigue in my legs. That's about it. And I'm pretty lucky.
Yeah, definitely. And you just celebrated a birthday.
Yep. Yep. 61 and having fun all year long.
Nice. What is your maintenance, like checkups and stuff for your MS? Like, when do you go? How often? And what do you do? Do they do scans or what does it look like?
So, of course, I have a follow-up yearly for meds and then an MRI.
Okay.
Once a year, an MRI. So I had my MRI this year. There aren't any changes in the MRI, which I'm thankful for. I mean, things seem to be pretty stable there. So it's awesome.
Nice. Yeah, for sure. It's kind of like this. I was looking up a little bit on AS. That's what this autoimmune disease, this new one for me. And it was interesting. I saw an article, AS and MS links. And I thought, oh, I need to read that just because I think big picture, this AS is going to be, they put me on Humira, which is an injection. I already do an injection for my asthma. That's every other week. And then Humira is every other week. So weekly now I'm doing injections. It's a biologic and it's supposed to significantly slow down the disease progression. It can't do any sort of repair, but it can slow down or stop the progression.
Repair of what?
So it is, do you know? I do. So it's, I'm trying to think the best way to explain it. So it's an autoimmune disease that attacks your spine. Your vertebrae is actually fused together.
Oh,
and then
okay.
It causes severe like stiffness. I can remember a few people in my past, they hunch over really bad. I remember like my biology teacher, my great grandmother, you know, they hunch, they have a real bad hunch. They're real stiff. They walk different, but it's irreversible spine damage and the spine fuses. So it causes extreme pain and my spine has already started to fuse, which was interesting. I mean, I've always had, I can't say always, in my mid-20s, looking back, it was like my mid-20s, I started getting low back pain. And I contribute it to just maybe being overweight or when I wasn't as overweight, maybe I was exercising too hard or I slept wrong or back pain's probably normal. After Claire's pregnancy, my low back pain got really intense. But at that time, I was on so much steroid that my back pain would be relieved from the steroid. So I think the rheumatologist thinks it was probably hidden for a while because of my medication use. But with the gene, I think it's 90 to 95% of people who have the gene. The gene's not common, of course.
Oh. Okay.
But if you have that gene, 90 to 95% of people who have that gene have AS. They develop the spinal problems.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's very interesting. It's usually in men, from what I've read. It's not a common disease. I'm like, okay, sure. I don't fit maybe the profile. But my blood work was positive for the gene. And clinically, like looking back, I get it. I mean, the rheumatologist is like, oh gosh, you're just like a classic case. But one of the major symptoms in this is costochondritis pain. So every time I take in a breath, I get a stabbing pain. And I still have it, and I've had it since the pneumonia. I should not still have it from the pneumonia. So it's unfortunately a really common symptom of this disease. So it's shown itself nice and loud in my day-to-day life. And it's very interesting how that all came about, I guess.
So have you done any research on that as far as, like, you know, how we talk about eating better, exercise? Mm-hmm. So going back to MS, like I mentioned before, Terry Walls, W-A-H-L-S, she's a doctor, a researcher, had MS for, you know, many years. She was strapped to her wheelchair, couldn't walk, did research as to what would make her better. So she started to change the way she ate. And there are other things too. She has a really good video on YouTube, a new one about her protocol, the Walls protocol, that I'm going to post on our page.
Okay.
It's really, really good. You know, she's helping people around the world. Basically, she rides her bike to work 4 miles a day now and home.
Wow. Okay. From a wheelchair to?
From a wheelchair to that, yes, by changing her lifestyle. Do you know with what you have that, like, eating better exercise, would it actually help that, or
yeah, so I've not dug into it a lot, but I'm on a Facebook group that's this ankylosing spondylitis in women, and just specifically women, because I thought, oh, since it's really common in men, what makes it different for women? So I'm part of that Facebook group, and that topic does pop up, and this is just all, you know, what I'm reading through the group, and they say change your diet, go anti-inflammatory foods. Mm-hmm. As far as exercise, I've just heard, and even the rheumatologist mentioned, it's you just have to stay active. If you don't use it, you lose it. You know, keep things moving. That's important. Maybe a little more gentle, you know, something more like yoga, or not that that's easy. I don't
like
think
no impact, easy. Low impact, yeah. No impact kind of things.
Yeah, yeah. That, but definitely just movement's important. But I hate to say the drug might be something they find being most important is the biologic from the disease progression has shown to be really favorable. But, you know, the damage that's done is done. But hopefully this will slow it down or stop the rest of my spine from fusing. But yes, those are the other things. Anti-inflammatory diet, exercise, everyone is saying is very important.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, you just got to try everything you can.
Right.
Stop progression of these autoimmune diseases so that, you know, you're prohibiting further damage.
Right. And I do think there's a mental component to it, you know, just like everything else. Like I hate to say it, or I don't know, maybe it's a good thing, but I don't think about it a lot. When I got the diagnosis, I was just like, okay, it didn't stress me out. I didn't feel sad. I didn't cry about it or feel worried about it. Mm-hmm. I was just like, okay, I don't know. I don't know if that's just because it made sense to me, or, but it didn't bother me at all. Not one bit. It's what it is. I'm glad someone decided to test me for it. I think through and I'm like, probably that'll be helpful. Maybe when my girls are in their late teens, I think it'd be important maybe for them to test so that they know mm-hmm. if, you know, to watch for symptoms. I think, but outside of that, I haven't thought too much about it.
You know, that's the way I think too. It's a healthier way to think for me. When you're really focusing on something that's maybe negative, I think you tend to just your actions and your mind just tend to stay there.
Yeah.
So for me, it's better that I don't. I even forget sometimes that I have MS other than my fatigue. But and I don't want to focus on it, just like you said, because it's not doing any good to focus on it.
Right.
Focus on what you could do to help yourself, not what you have.
Yes. I think that you recommended a book to me, and that will be probably another topic, but yep. I think it helped shift my mind. It was right about that time that I got the diagnosis, and just the impact that our mind has on our body and our life. And it's just not how you've described MS is how I'm kind of right now dealing with the AS as well. It's not something I'm focusing on.
That's good. The book, since you mentioned it, and we will talk about this book because I think it's just amazing, changed my life. Ask and It Is Given, Learning to Manifest Your Desires. You know, the author, I can't think of right now, Esther Hicks. And someone Hicks. I don't know.
Yeah, Hicks. I was going to say it's Esther and Jerry Hicks.
Unbelievable book. So moving on here, if anyone has any suggestions, because this is a new year for us, basically, here we are, October, and we are getting back on board here. So if you have any suggestions on any area you want us to focus on, just send us a Facebook message on our Autoimmune Mamas page, and we will definitely think about getting on board with that and talking about it. What do you think, Tiffany?
Yeah, we're open to suggestions. If we don't know a lot about a topic you want us, we'll have an opinion and, you know, navigate through. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, it's awesome. And of course, you know, as always, when we talk about these things, medications, things to do, you know, eating, right? Talk to your physician regarding all these matters. Talk it through. So I think that's going to be it for today. It's been great getting back here podcasting.
Yeah, I definitely look forward to doing this again. And being interactive with our community of listeners would be fun. And thanks for spending your time with us today.
We appreciate you spending this time with us and hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, The Autoimmune Mamas. Never forget that the disease does not define who you are. You are strong and you are amazing. This is Teresa and Tiffany signing off for now. Hope to see you next time. Have a great day.
The available podcast, Autoimmune Mamas, has been produced for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice and does not create any type of professional relationship between the audience and the presenters.